everybody listening. This is TBB Talks. I'm Nana. And today on this episode, we are going to be talking about Banal and Adama, the latest film to come out of Senegal. We're going to be discussing this with director Ramata Tulesi. Hello, Ramata. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Fine. And you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. You look lovely and warm. How was your day?
Yeah. I'm so cold. I just arrived in the hotel and the room is so freezy and chilly.
You know how hotels can be. I need you to describe your life for me in one word or a sentence. How's it been so far?
Crazy.
This run, how's it going? Is it going well though? Are you really happy with how the film is being received?
Yeah, I'm happy. Not really happy because I think I'm really hard with myself, but I think I'm happy. Yeah, you know, it's a first feature. I premiered in competition at Cannes, and the movie is all around the world. It's releasing all around the world. So yeah, I'm happy.
Go easy. You're doing brilliantly well. Tell us how this came about. Like, I'm really interested in the character Banal, first of all, because I struggled to like her in any way, shape or form. So how did you shape this character?
You know, it was on purpose. You know, I really didn't care if people were going to like it or no. I just wanted to people understand her, you know, understand her as a woman, the struggle she faces as a woman, the pain she faces as a woman. And I really wanted to build a character who took inspiration from Juliet, but more a Juliet who became a Lady Macbeth.
Oh, that so makes sense. Oh, I just got chills. That so makes sense. Like, the trauma through line going through, so being so hopeful and in love, tragedy strikes, and then the seeds of evil coming in there.
Yeah.
This is the thing, I was so looking forward to talking to you because I was really like, I really want to know that character's journey because I wanted to see more. I can't lie. Part two. I wanted a pre-film, like I wanted to see how she started off. I really wanted to see her life journey, and that makes a lot of sense. What's the process been for you, this being your first feature? Like, take us on the journey.
Yeah, you know, before that, I was and I'm still, I'm a screenwriter. I studied screenwriting at La Fémis. La Fémis is like a big school in France. So when I went out from La Fémis in 2015, I co-wrote features with director, and I just started to direct 3 years ago with a short movie and straightly after this movie. So yeah, I'm a baby director, I like to say. I'm really new at this job because my real job is like being a screenwriter, but it's been like quite a interesting adventure, you know, to go through writing to directing. Is not the same. And yeah, I just wanted for this movie and this my first feature, it was really important for me to direct it in Senegal because my parents come from Senegal. I was born and raised in France, but with Senegalese background. And it was really important for me, you know, to do it in Senegal, in Africa, because I wanted to propose a new narrative in Africa, because we used to see a lot of movie with misery, poverty, oppression, war, terrorism in Africa. And I just wanted to say, African people can love, can have just simple stories and not like not just sad and tragic story, just a love story.
It's amazing that this is your first project, actually thinking about this. It's so visually stunning. I really liked, so I loved how you just took people through a journey through the seasons as well as their love seasons. I thought it was brilliantly done. And the cast as well. How did you find this cast?
All the actors I know are non-professional. It was their first time. and we have a classic
Wow.
casting with a casting director from Senegal, and we I saw thousand and no yeah a lot of women for the character of Banel,
Yeah.
and yeah, it was like a quite classic casting, but I really happy to because a lot of people praise the performance of my actor,
My
and
next
they're
question is like, how did you get for first time actors, what was your process in order to getting them new actors to just be so great in their performances? All of them.
I didn't have a process because it was my first feature for me too, so I was here like them to learn a lot
Yeah.
in this project, but I think it was a lot of discussion with them, a lot of discussion about their life, and a lot of discussion about my character, and a lot of discussion of me, what I wanted to them to be and to understand about the character.
Okay. So was you like workshopping along the way? Were they improvising as well? Or was it straight
No.
working on the scripts? Straight
No.
working.
As I said, I'm a screenwriter, so I work a lot on my dialogue and my
Okay.
script, so I don't like to people to improvise. So it was really important for me that the actor keep, the same word and the same sentence of my script.
How long did it was you in Senegal for shooting?
We shot about 2 months, and I was there 2 months before. So just I stayed in the village for a month, but we have a lot of preparation in
Yeah.
France 2 months before that in France.
I'm blown away by this. I'm just really surprised that you're so new to this as well, because it
I'm so new, yeah.
it's really impressive. I was blown away. I love like how you wove in the not fairy tale. I'm trying to think of another, but I would call it a parable, but the
Yeah.
story of the sirens and everything, I
Yeah.
really and the colors as well. So how has it been like just the whole competition with Cannes?
But it was a great opportunity, it's very rare to have a first movie in competition at Cannes, and it
Yeah.
was like a surprise for me. I said I'm a baby director, I'm new at this work, so to have my work especially in competition at Cannes, like the biggest festival in the world, I was like proud, and not just for me, I was proud for my team because we had a lot of challenges during the shooting and during this project. And I also was proud for Africa because you don't have a lot of African movie in competition at Cannes, and so I was really proud to represent Africa this year at Cannes.
Speak on one of those challenges in getting this done.
We shot at Podor. Podor, it's like at 8 hours from Dakar. So
Okay.
it's like in the north of Senegal at the border of Mauritania.
Yeah.
And we shot in a village without electricity because I wanted to be a tale. So I looked for a village without electricity. It was like 50 degrees, like almost every day, with non-professional actor. And sometimes the actor were didn't know how to read, so we have to rehearsal with them in speaking and talking every time. And with my movie, I have a lot of visual effect. So in that part of Senegal, and in Senegal, they don't used to do genre and visual effect. So it was like a premiere for them, and all the team got sick because of the heat and because of the weather and the 50 degrees. I lost 10 kilos. And yeah, it was so crazy.
Look at how your first feature, you didn't make it easy at all.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well done. Final questions. We kind of do a getting to know you so that people can kind of like explore you a little bit more. So, what's made you sad, mad, and glad this week?
Nothing, I guess, because this week I'm touring with We Are Parable, my UK distributor, and
Yeah.
we are touring all around the country, and it's been incredible to see a lot of people, what coming and watching my movie. So I didn't get upset.
At all. But you've had a really good week then.
Yeah.
I love that.
The movies will be out this Friday in the UK, and We Are Parable did a really great, good job, to spread the word all around the country, and to go to Bristol and to Liverpool and to Glasgow and everywhere, just for showing my little and humble African movie. Like, I'm so lucky.
It's not little. It's a great movie. It really is. And We Are Parable are brilliant at that. But they,
Yeah.
so I actually saw the trailer. I went to one of their screenings of American Fiction
Oh, yeah.
and they played the trailer there. And the audience was taken aback visually. We were all sitting there watching, like, what's this film? Because you don't get fed those visuals very often, if at all. So yes, it was very stunning, and we were all so I was very happy when the British Blacklist was like, would you like to interview
Oh,
Ramata?
yeah.
Of course. Yes, and I enjoyed watching the film as well. I was like, no, it's
Thank you.
really
I
good.
think it's really important for, I think I wanted to do this movie for African people, but most importantly for Black female and Black woman, not to show that we are different, we are complex, we are powerful, we are, all those things. It's for that, it's Banel, it's an important character for me, because she maybe she's mean sometimes and selfish and unlikable, but I think she represents the Black woman, in all their complexities.
Definitely a journey with those two. Let's actually speak about Adama as well, and the themes of masculinity. Take us on a journey through that. What was your process with his character?
Yeah, I just wanted to show another Black male character, someone who will not be afraid to show his love to his
Mm-hmm.
wife, someone who will be tender, someone who will be sad, someone who will show his emotion without shame. And I really wanted to show another part of masculinity. Masculinity is not just being strong for a Black male, it's just also showing your weakness sometime and showing your emotion and showing your love. It's really
Yeah.
important to show that you can be tender with your wife and the world.
He definitely displayed that, and I loved their duality as well. I think you've done a brilliant job. I definitely urge everybody to go and see it because it really is a
Thank
movie
you.
to thoroughly enjoy. But
Thank
thank
you.
you so much. We have run out of time now, but thank
Thank
you.
you to
I
you.
wish you all the best on this tour as well when you get
Thank
to
you.
the country.
Thank you.
No problems. Bye bye.
Bye.